The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
The magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Death knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Members of the United States Congress, thank you very much. And to my fellow citizens, America is back.
Yeah, we're back. We're back 100 years is what he's done. He was saying how he's done more in like 43 days than presidents do in their entire, term of office, sometimes two terms. Yes, I mean, he has destroyed everything in just a very, low amount of days, 43. Only 43 days. And he has had thousands of people fired by lying about their performance reviews, which didn't happen. He has the stock market tanking because he has put tariffs on our allies, on our friends. He has cut off Ukrainian defense systems. He has cut off Ukrainian intelligence information so they can't plan any of the incoming, to protect their cities. They can't do any battlefield planning. They can't, nothing like that. He has turned the Oval Office into a massive, massive circus. And inflation is on the rise. He literally has taken us back 100 years, almost 100 years. 1930-ish. Smoot Hawley, anybody? Yes, when the Great Depression was just about to occur, we had another brilliant president, Herbert Hoover, who believed that, putting tariffs on everything would solve a million problems. And what it did was throw the world, the whole world, into a massive global depression. And we have that quality of leader now. So, yeah, it was like, this thing was really, really stinking long. It was so long. It was like 99 minutes of really bad moments, one after the other, after the other, after the other. It was insane. It was so terrible. And there were some doozies of lies in there. And he's shameless. I mean, the guy is just absolutely 100% shameless. He stood there on the stage for over 3 minutes, okay, talking about bullcrap regarding dead Social Security recipients getting checks, and that if we weren't sending checks to the dead Social Security recipients, one of which he said, one of which he said was 300 plus years old. One person in Doge's findings is older than this country. So what records were they looking at? And yet the Republicans, the J.D. Vances and the, Mike Johnson sitting behind him, not agreeing. So listen, any problem you might have with Democrats' decision to even attend, or any beef you have with Al Green, a 78-year-old man whose district is literally dependent on Medicaid, standing up and saying to Donald Trump, don't cut Medicaid. And then the idea that they kicked out a 78-year-old man, I hope they feel strong. I hope that made Donald Trump feel real strong. Because, frankly, when Large Marge dressed up as a white vagina, do you remember that? She dressed up like a big white, she was supposed to be a balloon, a Chinese balloon. Remember that? And her and Lauren, little Lauren, got up and started screaming at President Biden. You're a liar. You lie. You lie. You're a liar. Nobody had them removed. I didn't see Nancy Pelosi sicking security on, these upstarts, on these loudmouths, on these, disruptors, if you may. I didn't see anybody do anything to what's his face? Wilson, Joe Wilson, you lie. He started this whole, hey, let's just blurt crap out, and distract from what's going up on stage. You know, Al, well, I don't remember anybody saying he needed to be removed. I don't. I don't remember anybody that was heckling Joe Biden, where Joe Biden had to stop and say, oh, you don't like that bill? Does anybody remember this? Or is it really short attention span theater now for everybody? Nobody was ever removed. Nobody was ever asked to be removed. Nobody ever asked the security. And the sergeant at arms, I don't know who this guy was, but he didn't seem to know what he was doing. It was really weird, the whole episode with Al Green standing up. Here, I'll play that for you, and then I'm going to play you my mashup of what I thought the speech was last night. But this is Al. Wow, that's loud.
Finding that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
I don't think he knows. Oh, here they come. Strong and wrong, everybody. Strong and wrong. There they are with their little IFBs in their ear. Oh, very official. Very, very. Oh, hello. What is this? What is this guy? What is this guy? Woo! Did you see him? You see him? Did you see this guy? Woo! What was that? What the hell? They're like frat bros, man. They're terrified of Al Green. Get him out. Get him out. Bring in the guys with the IFBs. Make it look official. Come on. Get him out. Okay. And then after, Al Green stood outside the chamber and he said, listen, you know, whatever punishment you have for me, I accept it. I do. I just come from a district where everybody is reliant on Medicaid. And I needed to tell the president not to cut Medicaid. And then when everybody was jeering him and everybody was calling for security, he was like, what he said was, to all of those while he was pointing it, he said, you should be ashamed. You should be. And they should be. They were acting like, a bunch of frat bros. I mean, the speech was so bad. I mean, it was just so here's the speech, the whole thing. OK, here it is.
Joe Biden,
transgender,
woke, Elon Musk.
That was it. That's what you missed. There was nothing in there about inflation except to blame Joe Biden. He blamed Joe Biden for the price of eggs. Did anybody catch that? I mean, that was real, real, real special, I have to say. I just, wow.
Joe Biden especially let the price of eggs get out of control. The egg price is out of control.
Look at them. Look at these
and
two.
And we're working hard to get it back down. Secretary, do a good job on that. You inherited a total mess from the previous administration.
Inflation is going up on your watch. It was going down. It was almost at the goal of 2% inflation under Joe Biden. What are you talking about? What was he talking about? I mean, it was just so unbelievable. You know, normally when you watch him, you sort of kind of want to take a shower after, you know. Last night, I wanted to boil my body in Pine Sol. I mean, I needed to be disinfected from this mess. It was so blatant, the lying. It was like a giant, I don't know, like a medley of his greatest lies, number one. Number two, it was just, it had racial slurs and name calling. I mean, I honestly don't know why Elizabeth Warren subjected herself to any of it. I don't know why the Democrats even showed up. I honestly don't. But he actually was so name-call-y last night that, you know, like it made fourth graders look, mature. But he called her Pocahontas in the midst of a State of the Union or a joint session of Congress. And she was like, you know, don't worry about it. I'm cool. It's not a thing. I'm all right. You know, let him do what he does. But why? Why would you? I really don't. It was a fire hose of insults. It was a torrent of complaints about previous, presidents and just doozies of lies, especially about Social Security, which tells you he's trying to discount Social Security as a program.